Welcome to the James River Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
I want you to imagine what we were talking about on Sunday. This is the children of Israel leaving Egypt. And literally, you know, as the title of the series says, this is the moment where they're led by fire for real. You know what I mean? Like, it's right there. The cloud of fire is happening right in front of them. And we're getting to watch that moment happen in Scripture. But I want you to imagine for a moment, as you think about that, they're being delivered out of Egypt. Scripture tells us when the children of Israel were delivered out of Egypt that it happened at night. So the 10th plague happens, and Pharaoh and all of Egypt are in super distress mode. And they're like, we just need to get these people out of here. So much so, they wake them all up and they say, hey, just leave, okay? You just need to go. I mean, tell me about urgency. But can you imagine being one of the Israelites? And you don't know that, we all know there's 10 plagues, you know? So we get that, but for them, they're watching it all happen. They have an understanding, probably at least, that God is doing something. This God called Yahweh, the great I Am, has seen their need and has come down to help them. They're kind of beginning to grasp that as they walk through this supernatural series of events. But then the moment comes. And in the middle of the night, it says that they didn't even have time to put yeast in their dough. So part of the process of making their bread, they actually skip it because they're just like, we got to grab the dough and go. That's like fast moving right there, okay, if you don't have time to make your food. But Scripture also tells us that supernatural things were happening through that. But imagine walking into that uncertainty. It's dark outside and you're going. And all of a sudden you're like, you know, Promised Land sounded cool, but where is it? You know, this is awesome, but I don't know where I'm going and I don't know what I need to bring and I don't even know that I have time to bring it. If you have kids, I just imagine it with kids because we have 4 kids and they're 10 and under. And so getting out the door is just, it's a process, all right? So I don't know how they lose their shoes every time, but we can't find shoes. And sometimes people end up barefoot in the car, especially when they're just going with dad to Lowe's. And we just say, that's what carts were made for, son. You know, like, you know, when you're dad, you get the total pass, you know? It's like, oh, when they see you as a dad, they're like, oh, you're doing such a good job. If the mom does that, it's like, you need to learn to take care of your kids, you know? It's like, as a dad, I just soak it up. I'm like, absolutely. And, you know, it's a challenge with times, but I'm making it. Thank you. Yes, you can buy all of them slushies. Yes. Yeah, they'll be with their mom later this afternoon. It's cool. That's how it is. But now imagine that in the dark and you don't know where you're going and you have all your kids. And I get a little emotional talking about it because in a way that might be where you're at when it comes to being led by fire. You're walking with God and you don't know where he's taking you and you don't know what he's doing. But you know, they have the pillar of cloud and they're like, okay, I'm walking into uncertainty and I'm walking into the unknown and there's a supernatural element to it, yes, but there's a lot of questions. I want to talk to you from the subject of being led by fire in the unknown. The title of the message is God in the Unknown. Because that uncertainty God knew was going to be a part of the process. Oftentimes when we're walking with God, he doesn't give us all the answers. In fact, I read a proverb this week and I put it in my Apple notes because I was like, oh, that's one I haven't thought about. And it said this, a man's steps are ordered of the Lord, so don't bother really looking into it or trying to understand it. And I was like, usually I like the ones that are like, he'll light your path, you know? But this one was like a total like, hey, God's up to something and you ain't gonna get all the details, okay? And that's just the truth about living and walking with God. God's gonna give you a word. I'm gonna take you to a promised land. I have a plan for your life, and it's a good plan. I'm actually going to deliver you up out of Egypt. It's like, God, what time are we leaving? Well, I'm not going to tell you because it's going to be the middle of the night. You know, like, God, where are we going first? Well, I'm not going to tell you because I want to take you on a journey where you're following me. And that's really the issue, is we're following the Lord. In Exodus 13, we looked at this on Sunday. It says this, it says, but God led the people around by way of the wilderness toward the Red Sea. That's the uncertainty. But in the midst of that, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them, and along the way by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, that they might travel by day and night. So God is right there, supernatural, in his power, in his presence and glory, but they're walking into the unknown, into the wilderness. And I want you to think about this story and kind of enter into the story for a moment. And I really want to challenge you to imagine it like them, because we don't, you know, we know the end. We know the Red Sea is going to part. If you're a student of the Bible or you grew up in church, you probably saw it on the flannel board or wherever you saw it on the VeggieTale movie. And you said, okay, the Red Sea is going to part. The manna is going to fall from heaven. Water is going to come from a rock. It's going to be awesome. God's going to take care of them all the way. But they don't know that. So I want you to enter into that. And maybe that's like your own situation. The enemy loves to take uncertainty and then cause you to build a foundation on that rather than trusting God. There's gonna be times where God leads you and you don't know. There's gonna be times things happen in life and you're not sure why. And the enemy loves to take that and to say, see, you cannot trust and you cannot know, and therefore you cannot live a life of faith. And that's what the enemy loves to do, but we can if we're living by the promises and by the word of God. So in that context, I want you to look at this scripture in Isaiah chapter 58. It says, the Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and strengthen your frame. You'll be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Now, I don't know about you, but that's a good scripture all by itself. It's really nice to read, but are we living it? And you're like, how do I, if I'm, Brandon, I get the uncertainty, I'm totally there. Maybe you're in a relationship that you relied on and it's over and you feel like the floor's just dropped out from under you and you don't know what to do and you feel you've been thrown into uncertainty, but yet you're walking with God and you feel at the same time the Lord's leading you. Maybe in your job, you've got put into a new position and you're like, I feel so unconfident, so unable to do this, and I don't know what to do. Maybe your marriage is in trouble, but yet you're walking closer to the Lord than ever before. That's the kind of uncertainty that can happen, but yet you can be led by fire. How do you do that? Well, first of all, I want you to see this, and the scripture really brings this to life. Look up. Look up. That's the first thing. And the thing you need to do constantly is look up. You see it in the first part of this scripture. It says, the Lord will guide you always. As they're walking out of Egypt, of captivity, and they don't know how they're going to eat, and they don't know how they're going to drink, and they don't know how they're going to get there, yet there's a pillar of fire. If they just take a moment and look up, there's a pillar of fire right there. And it's an awesome sight. And they can feel the warmth of the presence of God on their face. And yet, at times when we're walking in that moment, we can be so busy. Because when you're in uncertainty, you're just like, man, if there's one thing I can control, then I need to do that, all right? I need that steadiness. I need to get going. I need to make things happen. And surely they're doing that. They're gathering, they're loading, they're doing whatever they need to do to get out. But don't forget to look up. Because it's in looking up that you're going to remember, hey, while I'm doing all this, God's the one who's really taking care of me. While I'm getting ready, while I'm fighting the battle, God's the one. Oh yeah, God, you're leading me. Oh yeah, God, you're in charge. Oh God, wow, you're supernatural. Oh God, you're with us. And I think that's the difference between having an intellectual knowledge of God and having a tangible sense of his presence in your life. You know, when you're here tonight, you're looking up. You didn't come here to hear me preach. You didn't come here to hear the band sing. You didn't come here because you wanted something else to do. You didn't get your kids quiet and start watching online because you're like, that just sounds nice. You came here to look up. That's the end of the day. You came here because you're like, I need to see his face. I need to know his presence. I need to know his power, because I may have taken a few steps, but I don't know where the next step is, and I need to look up. And maybe as you're walking with the Lord, maybe uncertainty has gotten to you and the unknown feels very real to you. I want to encourage you tonight, while you're here, to look up. I want to encourage you as you go throughout your week to look up. And to remember, it's the Lord who will guide you always. This verse could be a three-point sermon. The Lord, Yahweh, the I Am, the one who sits on the throne, the one who created everything, who knows everything, who loves you, who cares about you, who has a plan for you, will guide you. Always. So there's not a day off for God. There's not a time where he's like, oh yeah, I'm still leading you. Wow, I forgot. You might feel that way, but that's not how it is. You might feel like, God, I think you're taking me into a wilderness and it's nighttime and this feels uncomfortable. You might feel that way, but God's like, yeah, I got it all under control. Just trust me. And when you look up, you remember he's in charge and he's got it. And that is how you have confidence, even when you're walking through a time where you don't know all the answers. You look up. Secondly, you look to his provision. You look to his provision. Because there's going to be times where God takes you. I don't know if you've ever gone somewhere and you like forgot something. It's the worst when you're on a road trip and you're already like an hour down the road. And you're like, you know, like, I can't remember the last time it happened to us. It's probably happened to us so many times. Or like you get everybody together and you're like, half hour on the way, because that's how far the zoo is from our house, and we're there, and then they're like, dang it, I forgot my wallet. You know, like, you're like, we can't even get in. You're like, sorry, kids, we're going to the park, all right? So change of plans. We're not driving all the way back and driving back to the zoo. That's off the subject. Anyway, but surely they're feeling that, and they're like, I don't know how we're going to provide. I don't know how we're going to make this happen. And I feel like when we're walking into the wilderness, I don't have what I need. Because back there, at least there was some stability. You know, not that Egypt was a good place by any means. It was a terrible place for them. But you see, as we walk more through the journey, you're going to see them remember, like, okay, well, you know, they fed us because they wanted us to work, but at least we knew we were going to be fed. You know, and some people would rather live in the prison and know that they have something than to live into the uncertainty and walk with the Lord. Honestly, isn't that what life is? When people don't walk with the Lord, is they're like, they want to control their own way. But in the end of the day, they don't know that God's going to take care of them. And so they'd rather live in a prison than trust the Lord. And it's tragic that the enemy does that to people, and we got to remember to look to his provision. I love how this scripture puts it. It says, and the Lord will, not that scripture, but that's a nice one. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land. What a picture of what Israel is walking through. They're walking through a wilderness, a desert-like environment where there's not much resource. I think it's interesting to apply that to your life right now and think, okay, God, I feel like maybe you're not in this because I don't have everything I need, or at least it doesn't appear that way. And God's like, oh no, that's exactly where I want you, because in my weakness, you're made strong, because that's going to actually drive you to your knees. And that's what I want to do in you right now. Oh, because you're going to see my supernatural power. Now, everybody would like if they knew all the answers, but God doesn't allow us to walk that way because he wants to, and he will. So Don't let the need fool you. God will provide. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land. He will strengthen your frame. He will give you the things you need and the strength you need to accomplish what he's called you to do because he loves you and care about you. Don't let the need fool you into thinking that God doesn't care. Don't let the need fool you into thinking that God's not leading you. Trust the Lord and say, God, I believe you have a plan in this, and I'm going to put my hope in your provision. And you watch God provide over and over and over again. In fact, now we can bring that scripture up because the second they're leaving, they're like, oh man, we have needs. But look what the Lord does. The Lord had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians so that they let them have what they asked for. Thus they plundered the Egyptians. So at the moment in the middle of the night when they're leaving, they're like, ah, man, we're going to need this. We're going to need that. God actually gave them favor with the Egyptians so they could just walk over and say, hey, I'm going to take that. Yeah, that's mine now. And that, and that, and that. That's really what you kind of got there. They plundered them because God gave them favor. And that's the first of many miracles. Yet there could have been those in the group that were like, well, I don't know how this is going to work, and I don't know, and I don't know this, and I don't know that, and I don't know if God's going to provide. And they, instead of walking in the favor of the Lord, they're walking in the need. You're always going to have needs. You're always going to walk in, and God's going to leave that little element out that you have to pray for. Nobody who's walking with the Lord has it all figured out. So just walk in his provision. I love in that Isaiah passage how it says it in the ESV. It says, and will make your bones strong. Make your bones strong. That means the core. He's going to strengthen you at your core. I love the thought of that. And it's great, a great encouragement, hopefully, to you if you're walking through a really hard time, that God's going to strengthen you at the very core of who you are. He's going to give you strong bones so you can carry more spiritually. He's going to give you strong bones so you can do more for him. He's going to give you strong bones so your faith will be refined like gold, and that if they're coming through the fire, you're going to have some really strong faith because he loves you, but he will provide for your needs. You need to look to him for his provision. And finally, you need to look to him with eyes of faith. I love how this says this. It says, you'll be like a well-watered garden, a place of life, like a spring whose waters never fail. I wonder, as you're, you know, maybe the Lord's speaking to you right now and you're thinking and you're like, man, I really feel that uncertainty you're talking about. I really feel like I'm right in the middle of the unknown. And there's times where you just, that living in that doubt and that uncertainty, you allow that to get big. And you maybe even build a platform or a couch that you can rest on, built out of uncertainty. And you say, I'm just going to sit here until this is over. I'm just going to sit here until I feel sure. I'm going to sit here until I feel like I know what's going to happen. And that's not, you'll never live in faith when you're living that way. You'll never know all, you'll never be ready. You'll never be like, I'll be faith-filled when I'm faith-filled, you know? I think some believers actually really think that way. They think one day I'll be faith-filled, and when I'm faith-filled, guess what? I'll be faith-filled. And God's saying, no, you know what? The whole thing about faith is it's not in you. You're not like, oh, I'm just feeling it right now. You're like, I'm going to set my mind and my heart on the truth of who God's called me to be. And then when you do that, God fills you. God responds to faith. And then you have more, not just enough for you, but for those around you. So as long as you're living on the platform of uncertainty and sitting there, you're not ever going to have enough for people. When people walk by the couch of your life, I guess we'll just go with this illustration, and they need something, you're going to be like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sitting here because I don't have anything, you know, but I don't really have faith. So, you know, there's people over there that are really faith-filled and they can pray for you. Or there's people over there that you know, they got it going on spiritually, but you don't have, so you can't give. And the truth of Scripture and the heart of God is not that we would feel like, oh, I always feel like I have all the pieces of the puzzle, but we would put our hope in Him and see with eyes of faith, that we would see that God is leading us and say, man, we serve a supernatural God, so my needs are taken care of. I don't know where my next meal's coming from necessarily, or my next drink or water, but I know that He's in front of us, so I know He's leading us. So yeah, you can have some of mine. Yeah, I'm here for you, yeah. Yeah, it's not about how I'm feeling right now, because I know He's got it. Shoot, if it was about how I'm feeling, we'd all be in trouble, but it's about Him. And He's, I literally can feel the heat. Can you feel that? Can you feel that? God's right in front, led by fire. And I'm a well-watered garden, and that's where God says, I'm gonna fill you up with my Spirit and with my life, and you're gonna have enough to give. Love that, because you'll be like a watered garden and like a spring whose waters never fail, continual and enough for others to drink from. Some of you, God wants to bless you. God wants to work in your life, but you're holding back. You're hedging your bets because you're not sure that He's gonna take care of you. You're living in that uncertainty, and so you're not sure. And God's saying, you know what? Just look up. Trust me for my provision, and I got it. And as you do that, you'll actually not just have what you need, but you're gonna be a life-giving resource. That's what blessing is. I'm gonna bless you when you go in, and I'm gonna bless you when you go out. I'm gonna chase you down with my blessing. You don't have to worry about that. That's God's heart for us believers. You know, all the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. We already have it. God's already got it. And if you're in a moment of uncertainty, maybe you have a family member that's sick, or you're in a situation you don't know how to handle, I understand those moments can be huge and almost fill the whole windshield of your life. But look up and say, oh God, I'm gonna be in your presence and I'm gonna trust you. And then get a faith-filled confession. Maybe you need to put that on your car or on your mirror and say, you know what? I am a well-watered garden, and I am a spring whose waters never fail, because the Lord's gonna guide me always. He's gonna satisfy my needs. My bones are gonna be strong. My core is gonna be strong, because God has this.